Robert's been predicting that he would die for a long time. I felt like he would.
But he responded well during the interview. Like, I think he, personally, this is just my opinion, I think he would have enjoyed doing it because, again, he started reminiscing and uh-huh. I think he got fairly active. But I believe his family thought it might be a little bit too much of his family.
Well, he must be a senator. We better go down to see him soon then. Robert's several years older than I am. He's about 3 years older than I am. I'm 74.
Yeah, I believe that's what he did say, because I did ask him. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, I know. I got it written down. 73.
Mm. Well, he'll be 74 before the end of the year then.
Yes, because we're about...
See, I'll be 71 in September, and we're about 3 years apart.
Okay. Would you mind naming some of the streams or creeks in the community that you have around here?
Oh, yeah. That's no problem. You gonna write these down?
No, they'll be on tape.
I'll name them if you write them down.
No, I don't want to write them. They'll be on tape.
Well, Cheetah Falla, for example.
Cheetah Falla,
Loblocky.
Are these creeks or streams then?
Well, some are small streams. Most of them we call creeks. And the Saugahatchee, of course, is virtually what farther north they would call rivers. But we use the term creek much more often than I find in Tennessee or North Alabama, for example. And then we've got over on this part of the county, and in the upper part, the Osanipa and the Halawaka and the Shawakla, Uche, Big Uche, and Little Uche, and the Chattahoochee, of course. And then up in Chambers County, we've got a lot more Indian names that I don't keep in my mind too well. I'm fairly familiar with our own county creeks.
Euphorbia,
I forgot that one. That's one of the biggest ones.
Euphorbia. Is there any type of a qualitative difference or quantitative difference between the size of a body of water before you call it a stream or a creek?
Well, yeah. Though, as I said to you a while ago, I noticed a long time ago that north of us, they're inclined to call a lot of streams or rivers that wouldn't be any bigger than our Euphorbia or the Saugahatchee. We usually speak of small, very small streams, let's suppose just fed by a spring or two. This would likely be a branch as it started, as it was fed by more and more springs and tributaries, it might become a creek. But we're inclined to speak of the larger streams without any designation, like Chattahoochee, Euphorbia, Saugahatchee, Tallapoosa, Coosa, and so on. Cahaba, Tennessee.
I notice on some of the signs, I'll say rivers. I mean, they'll just...
Yeah.
So there is sort of a difference between a creek, a stream, and a river, in a sense.
Yeah. Keeping in mind that... many of the larger creeks, as we use the name, would be called rivers in a lot of places north of us. It's true in North Alabama, I think.
Okay, if you had some bottom land that water stood on for 2, 3, 5 months out of a year, and you wanted to farm it, what would you have to do to the water?